Recording 11.7.
I can't believe what you're saying, Carl. I'm really shocked. I thought we had a good relationship. Why on earth do you want us to break up? I don't get it.
It's... Well, we've had some good times together, I know, but...
But?
Well, it's about work, really. I mean, we work for rival companies, and that's a problem. A very big problem, actually.
Oh? What do you mean? Problem?
Think about it. We often talk about things that happen at work. You can't help it, but I think we talk too much about work sometimes, and that's not good.
I don't know. I think we talk about all kinds of things, not just work. That'd be boring.
Yes, but I still feel I talk too much about work in the past.
Ah, I see. You're referring to...
Yeah. The DC-01 can opener. I seem to remember I told you quite a lot about the problems we'd had designing it, and how we solved them. That information could have been very useful to your company, let's face it.
Listen, Carl, are you accusing me of using that information to help us design our can opener? Because if you are, oh, that's so unfair.
I'm not accusing you of anything, but... Some of my colleagues are sure I leaked information to you. They don't think I'm trustworthy, and that's making life very difficult for me.
Sorry, Carl. I can't stop people talking. Should I say gossiping? Anyway, you didn't have to sign a confidentiality agreement, so what are you worrying about?
No, I didn't, but I don't want to get a reputation. I think we need to separate for a while. At least until people have forgotten about the DC-01 can opener.
I see. I'm disappointed with you, Carl. I get the feeling you don't trust me anymore. I didn't think you were such a weak person, so easily influenced by people. Maybe you're right. Maybe we should go our own ways for a while.